Welcome to Between Faith and Reason with Jeff Lawrence.
Welcome back to Between Faith and Reason. I'm Jeff Lawrence, and today's episode feels necessary, if not even urgent. There's a growing sense that the world is coming apart at the seams. Turn on the news, scroll social media, talk to your neighbor, and you'll see it. War, riots, political division, fear. We're living in a moment that feels unstable, unsafe, and unsure. As I record this, tensions are exploding in the Middle East. Missiles flying between Israel and Iran. Here at home, political discourse isn't just divided, it's toxic. Cities still carry scars from unrest. People are anxious, angry, and in many cases, hopeless. But what I want to ask you today is something deeper. What if this unrest isn't the end of something, but the beginning of something better? What if, instead of despair, we saw an invitation? Let's get something straight. Unrest isn't new. In fact, it's part of the human story. C.S. Lewis once said, "We read to know we're not alone." History reminds us, we are not the first to face chaos, confusion, and conflict. Think of London during the bombings of World War II. Think of the American Civil War. Think of the early church under Roman persecution. In every age, God's people have faced dark days. A.W. Tozer, writing in the mid-20th century, during the rise of global totalitarianism, warned, "A scared world needs a fearless church." And I'll add, a fearless church must be a thoughtful church, a reflective church, a grounded church. Which is why we do this podcast, to offer truth, to sharpen our thinking, and to remind ourselves that faith and reason are not enemies, they're allies. So let's take a moment to shift our thinking. Because if we're going to speak into this moment, we need to understand the culture that shapes it. In his book, Cultural Apologetics, Paul Gould says, "We live in a disenchanted world, one where the sacred has been stripped away and meaning is self-made. But Christianity re-enchants the world." Think about that. In our modern world, we have replaced meaning with mood, truth with preference, conviction with expression. And the result? Anxiety, anger, loneliness, division. People know something is wrong, but they can't quite name it. We were made for more than soundbites and slogans. We were made for transcendence, for beauty, order, truth, and relationship. And Christianity speaks to every one of those needs. In the words of Augustine, let me say that again. We were made for transcendence, for beauty, order, truth, and relationship. And Christianity speaks to every one of those needs. In the words of Augustine, our hearts are restless until they rest in you. That restlessness, it explains the protest, the polarization, the deep desire people have to belong, even if it means joining a movement rooted in anger. People aren't just fighting, they're searching. And that means the church doesn't just have an answer. We are the answer. Colossians 1:17 says, "He is before all things, and in him all things hold together." Not some things, not most things, all things. So while it may look like everything is falling apart, Scripture tells us everything is actually being held together right now by Jesus Christ. That includes your life. That includes this world. And it includes this cultural moment. Romans 8:22 tells us that the whole creation is groaning. Paul doesn't paint a picture of peace. He paints a picture of labor pains, which means we're experiencing, and it means what we're experiencing isn't just decay, it's birth. Something new is coming. What the world sees as the end, the Bible often describes as the beginning. As Charles Spurgeon wrote, "Hope itself is like a star, not to be seen in the sunshine of prosperity, and only to be discovered in the night of adversity." So how do we live in a world that's falling apart? We begin by refusing to view the world as godless. We relearn to see everything, war, culture, policy, gender debates, even our neighbors, through the lens of Scripture. And here's where worldview matters. A biblical worldview does not ignore suffering. It acknowledges it, but places it inside a redemptive story. That's what separates us from culture. The naturalistic worldview says, this is all there is. Matter, chance, chaos. The biblical worldview says, this is not all there is. There is a creator, there is a purpose, and there is a coming renewal. And that matters. Because if the world is only chaos, then despair is the only reasonable response. But if the world is held together by a loving God, then hope is not only possible, it's logical. So let me speak directly to the church. This is not the time for silence, nor is it the time for outrage. It's the time for clarity, for compassion, for courage. Spurgeon once said, "I have learned to kiss the wave that throws me against the rock of ages." That's our posture. We don't run from the wave. We let it throw us straight into the arms of Christ. In an age of noise, we must be a voice. In a culture of confusion, we must be a light. And in a moment of hopelessness, we must be a people of unshakable hope. Paul Gould writes that the gospel doesn't just explain the world. It enchants it. It gives it beauty, meaning, depth, wonder. The resurrection of Jesus is not just a fact. It is the reignition of hope. And that's our message. So let me end with this. You may feel powerless, but you're not. There are things that you can do right now. Number one, turn off the outrage machine. The algorithms don't care about your soul. God does. Read the Word, the Bible, before you read the world. Start your day in Scripture, not social media. Speak truth, but do it with gentleness and respect. Remember, you're not trying to win an argument. You're trying to win a heart. Pray. Pray for Israel. Pray for our nation. Pray for your enemies. Invest in beauty. Create, sing, serve. Raise your kids to love God and to think well. And stay rooted in community, in church, in the story of redemption. If you're tired, good. This world is not our home. If you're restless, good. That means your soul knows there's more. If you're anxious, just breathe. He is still on the throne. C.S. Lewis once said, God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks in our conscience, but shouts in our pain. It is His megaphone to rouse a deaf world. Maybe that's what this moment is. A shout from heaven. A shaking to wake us up. But let's not wake up angry. Let's wake up ready. Ready to think clearly, to live boldly, to speak wisely, to shine brightly. The unrest may not be over, but the victory has already been won. Thanks for joining me today on Between Faith and Reason. Until next time, keep the faith and use your reason. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us today, and we hope you found it inspirational, informative, and enlightening. Please be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also visit us at foundationacademy.net/behind faith and reason. Thank you to our sponsors, Foundation Academy, where they have been building a foundation for life since 1958 in partnership with The Observer, you, your neighbors, your neighborhood.